TGIF, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're getting ready to talk about the next three. What could that be? Stay tuned for details, but first a word from our sponsor, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. Right now is a great time to book that last-minute 2017 Walt Disney World vacation. There are some awesome specials out there to save you money on that trip. Get down there for the Food and Wine Festival, for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, of course, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, and all of the great holiday decorations. So much time to visit Walt Disney World here still in 2017 and have a great experience. I'm going to encourage you to drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that free, no obligation quote, check out all the great specials while you're over there, and once that quote form is submitted, you and I are going to personally work on that next Walt Disney World vacation. Hey, you can even do Disneyland and Disney Cruise Line. I want to work with you to plan the greatest Walt Disney World or Disney vacation out there at the lowest cost possible. Check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1212 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. I can't wait. Just one more weekend. We'll be headed to the Indy Disney Meet in, not Fishers, it's Noblesville, Indiana, a suburb of Indianapolis. We're going to be raising money for Give Kids the World Village. We're going to be there with our friends from all over the Disney community. Yeehaw Bob's going to be there. We're going to have Dole Whips. We're going to have Disney Princesses, the 501st. Herbie the Love Bug. I mean, what else? And Ricky will even be there too.
Yeah,
so
I'll be there.
What else do you need? You know, so get, if you're in the Midwest, get out there. It's Saturday, August 26th, 12 to 7, raising money for Give Kids World. Lots of fun with great Disney fans. So joining me today, the star of the Indy Disney Meet. She's from a Disney World After All.com, touringplans.com, and the Mouse for Less. What's up, Ricky?
I am getting ready for the Disney Indy Meet too. I'm super excited to get to go up there and, you know, get to hang out with you guys and all of our friends up there. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time raising money for Give Kids the World, because that's the whole point. I mean, you know, also don't bid on anything that I'm bidding on. I'm just saying it now.
That thing got a little ugly last year. People were like hovering at the very last, like me, those silent auctions when they're in, like I know we did them on Facebook, but when they're in person, man, I was scared somebody might get shanked. I mean, it was kind of crazy. I moved away.
I'm still super happy that I got what I got and it's sitting on my Disney shelf right now. So I have no regrets. I'm just saying, no regrets for hovering. So,
good deal.
Don't bid on what I'm bidding on.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Welcome to the weekend, Pam. What's up?
Hi, everyone. Yes, I actually won the same thing Ricky did, the main thing. It was a light bulb that was used in the Osborne lights that I felt like I just had to have because we travel then so often that it was really, really important to us. But I've seen some of the stuff that they've been putting up. Man,
yep.
I just sent a list of stuff over to say what the Magic for Less was donating. And there are some kind of cool things in there. I will say, including all the stuff from the Pandora swag, including this big set of prints and a bag and all this stuff. So anyways, I was happy to donate that and a few other stuff. So anyway, we'll see what's going on there. But there looks to be some good stuff going up for auction. So I'm bringing my pocketbook. I'm going on a car ride and I'm taking my pocketbook and a cup of water.
All right. So we have some breaking news here as we lead off today's show that over the weekend, you probably have not heard this, but we lost two classic Disney attractions. It was underreported on social media.
Absolutely.
Right. Oh, yes.
You know, totally. Disney caught
people
us off guard.
Didn't overestimate their loss of these attractions, or, I mean, you know, people who hadn't ridden these attractions for like 10 years are like, oh, I'm going to miss it.
I'm chaining myself to a dinosaur. No, right. I'm just saying. We're going to make this thing break so that we never leave this attraction. It's broke. I am not.
They're going to have to fight me.
Exactly. I'm going to be the new Ellen fighting off the dinosaur.
If I hide here in the jungle, will they know that I'm here?
Yeah. That's right.
Everybody did this. For those that are watching on the video, everybody just did like this. And you kind of looked like Ellen. That was it. That was kind of a visual joke.
Sorry,
on an
audio
show.
It kind of looked like you, actually.
It did. It looked like Roman.
Like you, yeah. And it did Ellen.
No, anyway. Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, we lost Great Movie Ride and Ellen's Energy Adventure, the Universe of Energy Pavilion. You know, gonna retheme that here to Guardians of the Galaxy in the next year or two. So what we thought we would do today is... we're going to look into our crystal ball and just play along. And those folks that are watching live here on Facebook, join in with us and we'll put your input in here as well. And we're going to have this going over the weekend, have some fun discussion on the social media. But if we had to pick the next three attractions to go, now I'm going to put a caveat in there. Stitch's Great Escape is off the table.
Yeah. Okay.
Or not, because that's a gimme. That's like a layup. So we have to go through and name an attraction and say why we think this will be one of the next three attractions that are currently working at Walt Disney World that are currently open and not just seasonal that could be going away. So I want to start with Pam on this one. So we're all going to go 1-1-1 and 2-2-2-3-3-3. So we can kind of go through it. Okay, so Pam, give us one thing that you think will be gone out of the next three things that disappear at Walt Disney World.
Oh, man, because I got to look at my list and see which one you two may have chosen.
Yeah, good idea.
You'll have to think of other ones and I won't.
Gosh, okay. She's mean.
No, I don't know. So one of the things that I think may go at some point is Astro Orbiters. Saying it out there.
Oh, you're killing Mike.
I know.
I know,
but let's just face it. So here's why. It's super slow to load. I think that this attraction causes more frustration than joy at times because you see the same people standing there for forever.
That's true.
You have to go up to a different location to load on. That it is challenging for guests with any mobility issue to experience. It doesn't operate in weather. It has kind of a cool look to it, and I like the way that it looks in Tomorrowland. Like, that's the part that I really appreciate about it. And when you walk in, you can see it. But I just think it's just not that great of an attraction, I will say.
Here's the thing. I love the attraction just because I've rediscovered it because Mallory wanted to ride it one day about 3 years ago. And I was like, well, let's do it. You know, we're here. Let's try it. Loved it ever since. It spins really fast. You get an awesome view from up there. Your points are all valid, Pam, but here's what I'm picturing. Okay, so this is what would make me sad. Again, we all get sad. Like, I was a little sad when Great Movie Ride went away. That's an iconic attraction. There's nothing else like it. Ellen as well. I mean, I didn't ride it very often, but then I was sad to see it go. If Astro Orbiter went away, it would change the aesthetic of Tomorrowland drastically. Because like you said, Pam, I think you were saying that it's that kinetic feel at the top of the Rocket Tower Plaza there that if you took that off, because that's one of the most, with the planets, you know, it's colorful. It's got the motion, the rotating, you know, different rotations of planets and stuff. I think that if you took it out, Tomorrowland would look kind of blah. I mean, do you agree with me, Pam? I mean, you gave great reasons.
I know, but I think the Walt Disney World Tomorrowland is needing a little zhuzh, I will just say. Like, at some point, I feel like a little, not re-theming, but a little re-theming in that it's time to really, you know, and of course they said they did this last time, but it's time to maybe look at attractions that were once or could eternally be thought of as Tomorrowland what may be instead of Tomorrowland what was possible, you know, at that point in time. So I just wonder that at some point in time, they're going to come along and say, you know what, we're going to kind of retheme Tomorrowland and it's still going to be Tomorrowland, but here's how it's going to be a different interpretation of Tomorrowland. And so at that point, I wonder if it will be, you know, if it will be something that does get changed. Because it really is a frustrating ride sometimes for some folks. And there's a lot of people who can't do the spinny rides too. So, I mean, you know, just something to think about. Who knows? We have no insider information on this.
Well, Ricky might. Apparently, Ricky texted me she has some insider information about some things, and it's kind of cheating, but, you know, so
Are you? I hope it's not the insider information I saw this morning, because let me tell you, some of these sites with the clickbait stuff, I think as a Disney community, we should be like, I'm not clicking on that crap. It could be like, I was in Disney World and another guest told me that this is happening. It goes on the website immediately. It's a story. How would you call that investigative reporting when there's no reporting or investigating done to it? It's complete falsehood. By tomorrow, it's completely disproven. My pet peeve for the day. Frisky on a Friday.
That's it. Frisky Friday. That's a good hashtag. All right. So, Ricky, we got to get through nine of these. We're still on number one. Ricky, what's going away? Give us
all right. So I won't cheat and say the one that I was texting you guys about, which was, of course, Dinosaur. For anybody who has seen the rumor mill this week, apparently that's on the chopping block. And if you believe, which, I mean, let's put it this way, I can see it both ways with the Disney that we have now, that because they're going to be releasing a new Indiana Jones in the near-ish future, I can easily see them saying, hey, you know that ride at Animal Kingdom that has the same track as Indiana Jones and does the same things, basically, as the attraction that we have in Disneyland that's super popular? Yeah, let's bring that over to the other park and throw that in there and tie it into the movie. I can easily see it happen. So let's just be honest. It may not be the craziest rumor that we've had lately. I'm just saying.
No, it's not the craziest.
It's not the craziest.
The crazier one. And by the way, go back and look on Twitter for the list of attractions that were on the chopping block before D23.
Oh, yes. Exactly. So anyway, let's get to my real one. And it is an Animal Kingdom. And I think it's Rafiki's Planet Watch. You know, it's just so difficult to get to. You have to take the train to get back there. I do know that, you know, of course, I think part of it would have to stay because they actually use parts of it as part of the actual theme park. You know, it's got some of the veterinary places that they need and stuff like that. So I don't think maybe all of it will be taken away, but I do see them actually taking, you know, some part of that land because it's such a huge tract of land and doing something with that. I, you know, now how soon it will be, I don't know. If the Indiana Jones rumor comes true, then it might be a little longer than we think. But, you know, I definitely think that that track of land, because it's so difficult to get to, and, you know, I just think that it's on that chopping block, at least within probably the next 10 years. So
it'd be one of the next three. All right, so what I'm saying is one of the next three to be announced that it goes away would be Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin. Again, another Tomorrowland attraction, just for the fact that you have this ride has almost been cannibalized by Toy Story Mania. It's better in every way over at the studios. And the studios is now absolutely going to be home of Pixar, you know, and Toy Story Land, you know, and this just doesn't fit. Now, my problem with saying that it's going to be in the next three is that I don't know what else would go in that spot. You know, what would they use that for? But I just think that it's going to be way out of place now that we're going to have a Toy Story Land at the studios, on top of the fact that Toy Story Midway Mania is basically the exact same ride, but it's the next evolution. It's the 2.0 of Buzz. I just don't find myself ever riding it.
Yeah, not only that, but even Buzz at Disneyland is so much better because you can pick up the gun and actually point it at stuff. It's so bothered me at Walt Disney World.
I can't play the Buzz Lightyear to save my life. I mean, my score is like 200 when I get off it. I'm like, oh, of course. And it's only because they give me the gimme points because I can't hit anything. So
it's hard. It's hard. But I, you know, I have an attachment to Buzz Lightyear. I think it was like, you know, when Han was little, we would ride it a lot. And there was, you know, it was a lot of fun to do that. But if it goes, it goes. I mean, I would honestly, I loved if you had wings.
I would take that back in a heartbeat because you know what? But you know what they should do? Now I'm just thinking about this. Think about this. What if they rethemed it to something? Well, I like the idea of retro Tomorrowland because one, it's more practical. You know what I'm saying? Like it's you can't keep up with the future. But if you really wanted it to be future thinking, make it something like a Hyperloop experience. You know what I'm saying? Like you're passing through a Hyperloop or you're looking at technologies that are way, way in the future that at least could stand 10 years, you know, like you wouldn't have to keep changing it. I don't know.
Yeah, something. I think that they can think of what something that can go in there, though. That's the thing. I mean, people said for years Ellen wasn't going to go because it was so big, right? And that what would they put in the place of that? Well, hello. I mean, they
figured it out.
They're able to find something to put there. So for me, something that has existed doesn't for a long time doesn't necessarily make it better. It just it has been there longer. So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Pam, give us your second of the three attractions.
Okay, ready? Now, this is really a safe one, but I'm going to go ahead and do it and say the Circle of Life.
No, that was totally on my list. I'm not even
the
joking.
Circle of Life. Like, seriously,
I wrote it down
and I had to search on and I Googled and searched and looked on my app just to make sure it was still there.
Was gonna say, is that still
because
there?
I'm like, okay, seriously, yeah. Still there.
Yes.
First of all, it's been outdated for 15 years at least.
Years.
15 years. It's a little preachy, dog.
A little preachy.
As our Randy used to say on American Idol, it's a little preachy. And it just, the relevance is
yes.
Wow.
So
much about it. It is, though, a theater experience, and I love. What I do like about the Leanne Pavilion is that there was a time, and I can remember this is when in the first inception of Epcot, but you would go there and like the three attractions in the Leanne Pavilion would take you like half a day to experience. Yeah. And you were like, that was a good day, man. You could do Living with the Land and the Circle of Life thing and all of that. So, I mean, that was kind of a cool thing, but
you know, it would be really easy though to fix going forward. Because they're going to have the new version of the Lion King. If they didn't even want to get rid of the Lion King and that whole message, if they wanted to keep that, all they have to do is film the new stuff, like movie with the new characters from the new live action version of
I know.
Lion
yes.
King. Like,
Disney
I think it would be so easy.
A while to film a new movie.
They
videos are easy, people. Look at, we do this
what
every
else?
Week here.
Okay.
Start acting some stuff out.
We can bring puppets. We'll do a puppet show.
I'll be like, this is bad that we're doing this to the earth.
Don't cut down that tree.
So, I mean, seriously, we'll have one out in like 45 minutes. How long do you want this thing to be?
Seriously.
We got it.
Takes. We're done. Boom.
We got it.
Not the highest quality, but we'll have something for you, Disney. I'm just saying.
I don't know that it would be much worse.
Probably you know,
it,
not.
It's not like they're a movie company anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
I
mean,
it shouldn't be that far of a stretch for Disney. I think that's a safe bet. All right, Ricky, what do you got? Give us a second one.
All right. So my second one, and again, this would be one that would be hard to see go just because of, again, we have the nostalgia factor with it. But I think that because the tract of land that it sits on is just such a large chunk of land, I can easily see them taking it. And that's the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse. You know, the reason behind that, again, it's not necessarily ADA compliant. They can't really make any changes to it because once they do, then they have to make it ADA compliant. So I don't see them plopping in a bunch of money for that. So there's that. So it's kind of been grandfathered in. It takes up, like I said, it takes up such a huge piece of space. I just don't see it making it that much longer, unfortunately. And it's hard to say that because it's such a classic attraction. And by classic, I mean, you know, there since 1971, but it just doesn't have the appeal that it had maybe in the past. And like I said, it's, I mean, Disney's taken up as much land as they can get for things that will put in more people, more throughput. And that's a good tract of land for them to do that in.
When's the last time you went on the Swiss Family Treehouse?
It's been a few trips. So I know that probably at least a year and a half or so. At this point,
that's kind of what I want to ask our listeners that are listening today. Like, do a mental inventory. When's the last time you went through Swiss Family Treehouse? Last time I did, I was really close to my step goal for the day. So, boom, right through the treehouse.
Nicely done.
Finish the circles, baby. That's what it was for. No, it's really, you know, it's one of those things. I think there's a lot of things like this at Walt Disney World. Patrick in the Facebook chat's mentioning the Tiki Room. And I think it's kind of on this. I know. I hope not. I mean, that makes my heart hurt to think
of that one, too, going for maybe the Club 33, and I was like, oh no, please don't let that one be true.
But the thing is, like, you know, we have all these e-ticket attractions, but you got to look at, this is the way I see Walt Disney World. You have to have variety. You cannot live on just e-ticket attractions, especially now in the Fast Pass days, because there's a lot of times where I'll have like, well, I got 75 minutes to kill because my next Fast Pass doesn't open up. So I think that's where things like the Tiki Room and the Swiss Family Treehouse and say the Main Street vehicles in the morning on, you know, or something like that.
Even the Circle of Light. Okay, maybe that's a bad example.
No, but I mean, say you're in the Land Pavilion, you rode Living with the Land, you have 30 minutes till you're soaring Fast Pass. I think that we got to have these small attractions.
I know. I 100% agree with you. I think the small attractions are absolutely necessary. And I think that Disney would be doing a disservice to the parks if they took out all the small attractions because they're not putting in as much throughput or, you know, whatever. So they can be updated. But, you know, like they did sort of with Country Bears. But don't get me started on that update either. So
the reason everybody's attention.
The bears look beautiful. Though.
The bears look beautiful. I think that the facial hair on a few of them was a little awkward, but whatever. And the chain from one of the bears in the, you know, bear band. Why do we have a chain hanging from his wallet? So I don't think that's necessary, but whatever.
It makes him look hip.
Where the bears live, that's very common, Ricky. That's very in style. Hello.
I'm sure it is. The chain wallet is super in style for bears.
With bears, it is.
They're influencers, man. They're starting.
Absolutely.
Yes. Anyway, all right. Here's my next one. My second one is, and again, this was rumored to go away. I thought this was a goner at D23.
Yeah.
It's a Speedway over again. Tomorrowland. I just want to gun Tomorrowland today. I love Tomorrowland, but the thing is, like you said, Ricky, this thing takes up a gigantic chunk of prime real estate in Tomorrowland. The time, I mean, this, I get, okay, the argument for the you know, Autopia out of Disneyland or the Speedway at Walt Disney World is that little kids get a huge kick out of driving the cars. I was that kid, man. I wanted, when we went to Six Flags, they had these MG midgets when I was a kid, and my grandpa had an MG.
Absolutely.
So, like, oh, man, I loved riding the midgets, you know, and the same thing at Walt Disney World. You drive the little cars, and that's kind of a rite of passage. Every, you know, little kid wants to drive their own car, but man, like this, I don't know, maybe it's, I every week I think I'm becoming more of an old curmudgeon, but you go over there, it stinks, it smells like gas, especially if it's hot, you almost want to pass out while you're like on that bridge going across, you know, to get onto the ride there, because all the fumes are coming up on you when it's 100 degrees, and you know, now that I'm like 44 and I have a bad back, and no matter what Mallory drives, like she has to hit that middle divider like 80,000 times, and it gives you whiplash. Like I get off that thing and like my teeth are rattling, my knee hurts because it's been rammed into the dashboard, my back's killing me, I got my neck. It's like, it's just some kind of 2017 torture device. Exactly. I get a cramp in 5 minutes after I walk away because of all the injuries I've had. So I don't know. I just think that, you know, the thing is they could update it to make it really cool. Electric cars, make them go faster. I mean, there's ways to do that, make it look like a Tron ride or whatever. Retheme
the thing. Even if they wanted to throw in the IP, hello, you have cars.
Yes. What?
You
have that might work.
An IP that revolves around cars. And nothing at Walt Disney World that does.
It's just, I mean, it's noisy.
Not only that, but around racing cars. Come on.
That's true. It could be like a mini, like, it could be like a little kid's Radiator Springs, kind of, you know?
It could.
Put up a wall and spend a year and make it awesome. But I just think that could be one of the next three things to go. Even though it was spared at D23, I just think that's always one of those things that's top of the list when they're like, okay, we got to get rid of something to put something in. If it's going to be something, because it's right there, it straddles Fantasyland too and Tomorrowland. So you could kind of go either way if you really stretched yourself there. So that's mine. Okay, Pam, final one out of the top, next three things that are going to go.
So I'm giving, this is kind of a twofer, but I think both of the attractions at Journey into Imagination. And I will not be sad. I will not be sad. I will not be sad. I just, you know, that for a long time on our podcast, we have just said it's a shame that the Imagination Pavilion is just so unimaginative at Disney, I will say. I just think that there's so much that can be done with that pavilion. Now, I will say the Pixar movies, they've actually done kind of a good job with, because it's interesting to see they've made that theater kind of fit retrofit with some of those movies. And that was really kind of a cool thing to do. I'm glad they actually updated them relatively quickly in the world of updating. Yes. They switched out those movies to present three new movies at that time. So, I mean, I like that. I think that's a cool thing. But I really think that that pavilion deserves it's better, just better attractions and a better movie, a movie made just for it. So, I mean, you know how they went back to Captain EO? I wouldn't mind if they went back to the original movie there for even just like a few months. This isn't going to happen now.
Isn't that the really trippy movie, Magic Journeys?
Yes. I would love, but think of how many people would like to see that. Why not go ahead and install that one again for a little bit just to see it? Because it's probably not going to happen in the next couple of years because they really have their hands full right now. They're doing so much construction and adding over there. So let's go ahead and do that, bring that back. But at some point, let's go ahead and look at what needs to happen there at the Imagination Pavilion. And I don't know what that is, but there's so many pavilions in the front of Epcot that need a little bit of attention. And I think maybe after they get done with some of these larger projects, they're going to look at that. So
I like that idea, though, of going back to Magic Journeys and Imagination for a limited time run, because think about it, it's the 35th anniversary of Epcot, and just think about how hot like retro Epcot is right now. I mean, maybe it's just us in the Disney community, maybe it's not at all sticking at, you know, in the general public at large, but now would be the time to try something like
that. The general public at large would go into that and be like, what the heck did I just see? So
but they're probably doing that when they go ride Journey into Imagination too. I'm just like, what is that? It's like a carnival ride.
You know what though? That was actually going to be my second one, Journey into Imagination. But here's my thing. They just put out the food and wine merchandise, and what's it all themed after? I mean, it's such a mixed message. I know. It's such a mixed message.
They can update Imagination. They just have to keep Figment.
Is Figment, though, going to, like, I mean, because obviously they would not put Figment on all this merchandise, because this isn't the first year. This is, like, the second or third year that Figment's kind of been the centerpiece of the food and wine merch. So, obviously, it did well. I mean, they wouldn't be bringing it back if it's killing them. And it's almost on everything.
I want those ears. Well, exactly. The Figment ears with the chef hat on them. Like, I don't buy ears, and I kind of really want those ears. Those are adorable, so.
But see, that confuses me. Like, Figment must be popular, again, at large, not just in the Disney community. I know he's very popular in the Disney community, but that's a small percentage of who they're selling to. That must be something that's a moneymaker. They wouldn't be doing it 3 years in a row, but why is the attraction getting no love? I mean, if people love Figment, why doesn't Figment get love more in the park?
It's
a bad
attraction.
So why don't they fix it? Why don't they do something with it?
I think there's a lot of reasons for that. No, I think all the decisions are necessarily based on money as well as the pontificators
They had other attractions that maybe needed more love first. Like if you think about Ellen's Energy Adventure, okay, that's way more dated necessarily than Figment. So, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, both were horribly dated attractions, but I think that you can get away with Figment more, you know, that's not as dated necessarily as maybe, you know, Ellen's Energy Adventure was. Maybe that had something to do with it.
All right. Give us your last one, Ricky. What do you got?
Okay. I have two, but they're both at the same park, and I'm going to say that I don't know necessarily that either is going to happen next. Actually, the first one I'm going to say, I'm not sure that it's going to happen, and I'll explain why in a second. So the first one I'm going to say is Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular. And the reason, again, I think that needs to go is because the whole concept of the studios is changing, and, you know, Indiana, the Stunt Spectacular itself is clearly, they're getting away from that movie-making, magic thing at the park. So that's a part of the whole ideology of the original park. And I can easily see that because that ties into the old ideology, they would take that out. However, again, as I mentioned earlier with Dinosaur, you do have the fact, again, like I said, that they are making another Indiana Jones movie. So I can see them wanting to keep that to tie into the new Indiana Jones movie that's supposed to come out. So that might stay. So my second option here, and that one is going to be, and again, I like this ride, but I think there's a real quick retheming they could do with it, and that's Aerosmith. I don't know what band you choose. I myself think, and I know I'll probably get a lot of flack for this, but I wouldn't hate like maybe updating it to Maroon 5. I think that that might be an interesting option. But you know, I mean, Mike's face is gonna be like, what? But they have a lot of good songs.
I can't name a Maroon 5 song and I was a DJ. I don't know any.
No, that's
songs.
Because you don't listen to the radio. It's fine. So anyway, I'm just saying like they're a hot band
Mike
right
wants
now.
Wants it to be T-Swift.
Exactly.
Yes. Now that I would, T-Swift. Yes, that would be awesome. Could you imagine? I'm feeling 22. Whoa!
No, not T-Swift. Okay,
that'd be awesome. So, I'm a Swifty.
But yeah, see, I knew I would get a lot of flack from Maroon 5. But I think that their music is more or less universally appreciated. More or less, I said. And you have Aerosmith is not going to be around for very long. So I mean, let's just be honest. We don't know how long that we have with Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith. So
I thought you were getting ready to say we don't know how long we have with Steven Tyler. I was worried there for a second.
Kind of what I was thinking in my head. I mean, let's just be honest. And I think that any classic band that you would have, so if you did something like, you know, the Rolling Stones or I don't know, Kiss or, you know, like, I don't know. There's like not a band that you could do that with. Like, I think you have to do something that's been out within the past 15 years. And so I think that there's not a lot of choice in that. So I see, I told you, I get a lot of flack from Maroon 5, but I really think that that would be a good band that would go in there. So they have a lot of hits and I think that they're one of the popular bands right now that would fit in with Rock and Roller Coaster. Cause really, besides the comment of One Direction, which, you know, I have to admit, I sort of am becoming a fan of all of the songs on the radio by the One Direction boys. So I'm just saying, I don't think that that would fit with the Rock and Roller Coaster theme. So if you can name another band that doesn't have members that are 60 years old and plus, that would be good for Rock and Roller Coaster. Please let me know what that would be, because every other person I can think of that would be good for it would be 60 years plus. So...
But T-Swift is a safe bet. She's got a huge catalog. she's squeaky clean. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, she sings that song like, driving my new Maserati down a dead end street or something like that.
All right. T-Swift might be another choice for that. I personally don't like T-Swift, but I would admit that she wouldn't be terrible as an option. So... I mean,
I don't know. George is saying NSYNC. How do you feel about NSYNC?
I would go for the NSYNC thing. That would be my number one. But I knew that wouldn't go over well, so that's why I didn't suggest it. So,
we had fun. We laughed. Now I'm gonna leave everybody with the last pick. And this is not something I want to happen, but I could see happening in the next three. Don't flame me. I'm just saying it could happen. The Wedway People Mover over at Tomorrowland.
I will kill you.
All three of mine are in Tomorrowland. Notice that because there's going to be a lot of change happening over there. The reason I say that, not that I want to go away. This isn't, I love the People Mover. It's something for everybody. It's a great place to see Tomorrowland. Get off your feet. Just relax, kick back, and be on vacation for 7 or 8 minutes around Tomorrowland. But with the Tron attraction coming on, if it's going to be adjacent to Space Mountain, we don't know exactly how that's going to go. But, you know, like 3 years ago, the idealistic Mike would have said, Disney wouldn't mess with the People Mover. People love the People Mover. There's no way. That's like saying they would get rid of the Great Movie Ride. They're not doing that. And then, where'd the Great Movie Ride go? So I don't know. I mean, say that they come up with plans for this Tron attraction, which is going to be a great big e-ticket attraction. They might say, well, the People Mover's had a nice run. I don't want to see it happen.
I think it would be hard to get rid of the People Mover because it ties in with all the, like, it's above all the attractions in Tomorrowland. So there's no reason for them to get rid of the People Mover. They would have to literally tear out the tops of the buildings for them to get rid of the People Mover, and I just don't see them doing that either.
They did it at Disneyland,
but that's for safety.
No, they still have the track there.
It's getting more popular. Every time I go, there's always a line now for the People Mover. It really has gained in popularity over the past 5 years. Honestly, it has. So please don't get rid of the People Mover. Please.
I think the thing that will save the People Mover is that Disney likes to keep certain attractions available at one of the parks, right? Yeah. So like Carousel of Progress, I think, is much safer at Walt Disney World since they had taken it out at Disneyland and things like that. So I think Disney thinks about that. They like to have attractions at different parks. You know, they like to have some of those attractions. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope the Tron
ride is going behind there, so it won't affect it. Behind the Speedway and behind, like, you know where that smoking path is?
I know where they say it's going. I mean, I'm just saying, though, but if in the grand scheme of things, if they're like, we can save, you know, this, but we just got that little section there, the people mover there in front of the Space Mountain is just, it's kind of in our way.
It's not going to intersect with it at all.
I hope not. I hope it doesn't go away. Because I don't think there's a lot of room behind Space Mountain and the Speedway. There's water back there. If you've ever been back there.
According to the map the visuals that I saw, it's not even close to touching it.
All right, well, good. Because I like the people. I don't like the people mover, man. I love Tomorrowland. That's my favorite thing there besides Space Mountain. So I hope not. But I mean,
if they kept the Speedway, they're going to keep the
We'll see. I said the Speedway was a goner too. Remember those number two?
Yes.
I'm just saying, I don't know. The thing is, like, why we did this show and kind of have this fun conversation just to speculate is that when this show started, you know, 9.5 years ago, I thought that there was like this list of untouchables at Walt Disney World. I really did think, you know, things have to change. I get that things do change at Walt Disney World and the Disney destinations. But I thought, you know, I was very naive back then. I think a lot of people still maybe are, but maybe you're coming around. It just depends where you are. I've just been around a little bit now longer than I was before. But, you know, I just don't think there's so many untouchables. I don't know if there's any untouchables anymore. You know, I don't know. So we'll see. It's kind of fun, though, because that's part of the fun of being a Disney fan. You get to speculate. You get to guess. Get to get angry, get sad, get happy. You know, you get the Disney gives you the gamut of emotions, man. I'll tell you that. So anyway, that's it for today. Let us know what you think on the Facebook page, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. It's a great time to go down to Walt Disney World. Still here in 2017. Pam, so much going on. 2017, there's discounts out there. Food and wine, Halloween party. What do you like best about going this time of year when it's, you know, back to school, but, you know, it's cooling off a little bit? What do you like in the fall down at Walt Disney World?
So there actually are some times in the fall where you will see low crowds. It doesn't necessarily correspond with the discounts. I mean, of course, you have free dining, which will impact attendance. But in October, there aren't traditionally a lot of discounts, but there are conventions. But guess what? That means there's a lot of people that aren't in the parks during the day. They're attending a convention, suckers! So anyway... No, but there are some great times. The weather's starting to cool down. There's so many great events, like Mike mentioned. There's food and wine. There's the Mickey's Not So Scary. We're going to be starting into all the holiday events. There's still time in 2017 to go if you're still looking to go. So contact us. We'll make it happen.
That's it. Drop out to magicforless.com. Fill out that free, no obligation quote. We'll put some numbers together. You and I will be working together. We'll be having a good time planning that trip, seeing if it can happen. And then, you know, once we get that trip booked, we're going to be talking about all the fun that can be had. Because that Halloween party, it's a blast. You can almost make your money back on the Halloween party in candy if you play your cards right. Now, your shoulders and arms will be hurting by the time you get back to Coronado Springs, but you'll have candy for years. I mean, the last time I went to the park, and it's the good stuff too, by the way. We're not talking about the cheap stuff, man. We're talking about name brand Nestle good stuff. So anyway, long tangent. Let's get down there. There's still a lot of time left in 2017. MagicForLess.com. Don't forget, when you do your shopping, it's almost back to school time for the East Coast. It's almost into the first quarter for folks in the South and the Midwest. Get those back to school supplies on Amazon and go through BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. We get a little kickback. Everything you buy on Amazon, it supports the show. So again, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram @BeOurGuestMike. And we've got an awesome Facebook group, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. We love ratings and reviews on iTunes and Stitcher as well. So drop by there this weekend. Give us some stars. Give us a review. We'd really appreciate it. So thank you so much for that. All right, time to get out of here. We're getting ready to go to Indy in 1 week. We got to get the equipment ready to load into the trailer. All good times are going to be had. Again, the Indy Disney Meet happening Saturday, August 26th, 12 to 7, at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds in Noblesville, Indiana. We want to see you right there. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.